Betty Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I am joined in studio by Big Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, this week, we've got one film to look at this week, and I think it's going to be a little bit of a divisive one. We're looking at I, Tonya.
Yeah, it sort of feels like we're like an I, Claudius sort of thing, just with the title right there, doesn't it? Something a bit divisive as well.
You're bang on the nail right there. Now, obviously, for anybody who hasn't heard about this one, I, Tonya, it's a biographical film around the life of figure skater Tonya Harding, most famously known. I think most of us are aware of her for one incident and one incident only, and that is the injuring of Nancy Kerrigan. Tonya Harding's boyfriend at the time arranged to have her rival, Nancy Kerrigan, basically, the way I've heard it is hit in the knee with a lead pipe sort of thing to take her out of the competition so Tonya Harding could come out ahead. It's one big incident that sort of haunted Tonya her whole life, certainly haunted Nancy Kerrigan. But other than that, I can't say I know a great deal about her. What does this film bring us?
So it brings us, it's a proper biopic. I feel it actually does work as a biopic because one of the ways those kinds of films can fail is if they just sort of, I don't know, telegraph in, you know, the life of that person without really going into what they enjoy, what they love, what they really enjoy doing, which in this case is figure skating. There have been a couple of biopics that don't really explore the subject's love for that their love, right?
Yeah, I can't remember. There was a biopic not so long ago. I don't think it was the Churchill one, but it was one of the biopics that basically said, it's basically very paint by numbers. It's this happened, then this happened, then this happened. It doesn't really go into the character of the person.
Exactly. In this case, in I, Tonya, it does. So you do get to understand a lot more about Tonya when it started off, when she was a kid, when she was 4 years old, how she got into figure skating and how she easily outperformed all of the other people who were at her class at that time, even though they were maybe twice her age. And it didn't really focus that much on that incident. They actually do. The fact is, the movie does sort of present itself in a sort of a current affairs sort of way. So all of the actors are portraying the real life characters, and they even mention what the audience is expecting. So they spend about a good hour and a half exploring what Tonya did before that incident. And even when they decide to finally get into what happened with Nancy Kerrigan, the characters outright say, okay, now's the time you've been waiting for. Now this is the, money that you've put for this ticket. It's time to go into that incident. It's great because the characters in the script does go into what the audience is expecting and tries to make Tonya a bit more of a human than some sort of evil monster that, basically was the ringleader behind the attack on Nancy Kerrigan.
Now, this one's got some Oscar buzz, I believe. I think even Margot Robbie, who's one of ours, Australian actress Margot Robbie, playing the titular character, I think she might even be up for a Best Actress. But certainly some Oscar buzz around this film, correct?
Yeah, there is. And I have to admit that I think that this movie does quite deserve it because especially at the end, towards the end of the film, when Tonya is, at least the character of Tonya is getting hunted by the FBI and the news and the media, and how she has to try and put on a brave face when she's having like basically a meltdown, was really good acting, excellent acting on Margot Robbie's part. And Allison Janney is also up for an award as well, and I think she may have already won one. She plays Tonya Harding's mum, and she is this very fascinating character, very humorous as well, in a sort of black comedy sort of way. Like, she's serious, but that's where some of the humor comes
this
from.
This one's kind of been compared, in fact, to a Coen Brothers film in some respects, the black comedy and the sort of dumb crooks kind of genre.
Yeah, like, I remember reading one comparison that said something along the lines of, the Coen Brothers couldn't think up some dumber criminals even on their best days.
And they thought of some pretty dumb criminals, I gotta tell you.
And yeah, it's specifically referring to the people that the ex-husband, according to this movie, accidentally hired to attack Nancy Kerrigan. But yeah, like, it sort of did slip into a Coen Brothers sort of film during around the middle of the movie.
Any sort of drawbacks on this one?
Yeah. I did feel that the music was a bit overwhelming. So don't get me wrong, they do have some great, like, banging 70s tunes. They got Chicago's 25 or 64, The Chain by Fleetwood Mac. I love the music. The problem is how it was implemented. So there are a couple of scenes where the music would play and then end, and then immediately as soon as that song ends, they play another track, even though it's not really that necessary. And in a couple of other scenes, there's no music really needed at all. As well directed as this movie was, I feel like the director, Craig Gillespie, really needs to work on, or at least maybe it was the producer's fault, I don't really know, but the music just was completely unsuitable, especially since this movie's set in the mid-90s, and they have music from the 70s. Like, it had absolutely no bearing or relevance to the plot at all, and it was just a bit distracting by the end of the film.
Okay, a bit of a curious stylistic choice, but overall?
Overall, it's a very good film. It's got something for everyone who wants to go check something out in the cinemas this week.